Hello, and welcome once again to the Radio Fenchester Pick of the Noises podcast. Each week, we peel away the cream of our content like hot skin off a milky pudding. I'm your host, Tom Tuck. Now, many of you probably also know me as the co-host of our breakfast show, 5 days a week from 5 a.m. So I'm a little bit surprised that I'm having to record this on a Saturday, when I could conceivably have just stayed in the studio on Friday. There's no one listening. Incidentally, the breakfast show has gone through a bit of a rebrand this week. Apparently the snowflake generation took offence to the name of the show, so it can't be called Full English anymore, because we got 9 emails. So, here's a little clip from our new breakfast show, Continental.
And now it's time for this week's horoscopes.
I do enjoy reading my horoscope.
Didn't see you as a horoscope man, Tom.
Well, I had a rather positive one the week I put the deposit down on my house.
That's the bank's house now, isn't it, Tom?
Right, let's get cracking. Geminis. Are you a Gemini without a twin? Not for long. You've got a tumour.
Cancers. You can't sidestep your problem forever. Simply cut them out your life.
And who can forget the rather amusing moment on Wednesday's lunchtime show when our newsreader had a little bit of an issue trying to pronounce the name of the Secretary of State for Health. And in the comments today, Jeremy Junt. Oh. Great stuff. Earlier in the week, I met with head librarian Janice Acorns as she unveiled the brand new computer, fully loaded with Windows XP. How do you think local users will cope with the change?
Shh!
We spoke to a man earlier who said he was confused by all the colours.
Silence, please!
Of course, upgrading the browser from Netscape is a radical move.
If you don't quieten down, I will have to ask you to leave.
I think we'll leave it there. And for more information on Fenchester Library, check out their website, which is fenchester-edu.geocities.org.uk. Don't forget to sign the guest book. We're going to play a clip now from our Law and Order programme, Crimea. But before we do, can I reiterate a heartfelt plea from the producer not to write in with your opinions on the Ukraine situation? It is resolutely not about that. Why not listen to the show before committing your idiocy to paper, or e-paper, even? And now, a clip.
Hello, I'm PC Delmard, and I'm here at Wahaylam Farm and Abattoir, the scene of a local crime. Mrs. Flatley, please reconstruct the crime orderly for the listeners at home.
OK. Now, so it was Saturday, late at night, and I heard a noise.
What sort of noise? Any audio information would be helpful to those at home.
Like a kind of... Ooh.
An owl, perhaps?
Yes, it were an owl.
OK, so an owl noise.
I got up out of bed and I look out the window and I see a car.
Do you know what sort of car?
It was sort of narrow... A narrow car.
A narrow car?
Yes. You know, with only 2 wheels.
A motorcycle?
Yes. I could see a fella.
What did he look like?
Well, he had this hairdo, but on his face.
A beard?
And a sort of vest, but with sleeves.
A coat?
And he was at the door... To the small house.
The shed?
Yes. And he was taking all sorts of tools out.
Can you describe which tools were taken?
Yes. A short stick with a metal tooth.
A hammer.
A small robot's arm.
A wrench.
And big uncle scissors.
Secateurs?
Yes.
So a hammer, a wrench and secateurs.
Yes.
Like these?
Oh, yeah. That's them. Where were they?
In this bush.
The tiny man's tree.
Yeah.
And our annual brain box battle, local know-who, reached its thrilling climax on Sunday evening as reigning champions, the Woodman family from Larch Grove, took on the plucky challengers, Year 6 from St Augustine's Primary, who qualified for the final due to a spelling error. We pick up the action. Going into the final round.
Right, let's have a look at the scores. Oh dear, well, St Augustine's, you're really going to have to dust yourself down. You're sitting on 2 points, but the Woodmans are on a reasonably impressive 385. But remember, it's all to play for going into the final round. Question one. Who officially opened the co-op on the High Street in May 2002?
That was me, wasn't it?
Correct. What was the newsagents called prior to 1999?
Get it while it's hot.
That's correct. Whose shed caught fire for 3 weeks in the winter of 2015?
Was that yours?
Correct. How many disabled parking spaces are there at the leisure centre?
4.
I'm sorry, I'll have to pass it over.
What is disabled?
No, I'm afraid the answer is none.
And the final score was 6,000-3. Just time now for some apologies and corrections. A number of complaints have dribbled in this week regarding the title of a segment in the evening show, where callers ring in with their tips on making married life easier.
It's Wife Hack!
Yeah, sorry about that. And a heartfelt apology to all those listeners who were troubled by reporting of a massive multi-car pile-up on Church Road this past Friday. It turned out that the caller had not been looking out of her window, but rather watching a VHS tape of the 1989 Monaco Grand Prix. Now, as you know, we're a commercial radio station, so have adverts when we're on the air. But none of our advertisers actually wanted to be involved with the podcast. So instead, we're turning to you, our dear listeners. If you'd like to donate and subscribe, you can do at patreon.com/radiofenchester. And everyone who does donate will receive a special Christmas episode. Our radio staff are Paul Foxcroft, Tom Webb, Andrew Hubert, James Taylor Thomas and Charlie V. Martin. Our researchers are Nick Pfluger, Ben Jay and Simon Jablonski. I'm Tom Tuck, and our station manager is Matthew Radway.